Crank Wagon Radio is on air. Warning, the content of this show is intended for mature audiences. So if you're not mature, turn the fucking thing off.
Oh my God, it is Friday night! Oh, I'm too hot. Let me bring me down. How's that? Better? It could also just be... Where are you listening? Oh, you're listening on your own laptop. Well, we're coming to you live from the first place that we ever did a live show or made a valiant... Thank you for the light, Murph. From the first place we've ever did a valiant live effort attempt... What do we call this place? Is there a name for this place, Emmer? Let me bring you.
This is Cindy's house of pornography and debauchery.
And football tonight.
All kinds of other stuff.
It's kind of crazy tonight. Am I still hot? Hopefully everybody out there is... Well, thank you. But I mean the mic. See, you give me your headphones. Plug your headphones out of there. And I know it's a stretch, but we'll plug your headphones in there so you can hear exactly what I'm hearing.
Okay, well then I can tell you that the audio coming into this system sounds like shite.
Wow. Now that's interesting. So let me bring that down. Well, I'm down below half. We'll figure this out because, you know, again, we should be doing our final remote.
Hopefully.
Oh my God, I hope. We got news recently, as in 3.5 minutes ago. We actually have our studio. Well, let me clarify. We have a building. I don't know about the studio yet. We've got a lot of work to do. Oh, but this is awesome. Friday night, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
.net!
Hey, I hope everybody out there can hear us. We know we got everybody in the chat room. Virtual on Cookie Radio X2K to start off. Tonight, we have a full show. We have a full fucking night tonight.
Folks, tonight's show is one that... Tonight's show couldn't be any more jam-packed with all kinds of goodness. Let me run it down for you. Okay, first off... We're live at Cindy's place here, which is a huge place.
Dude, there's football players running around in their underwear.
Guy walks to me and says, hey, you ever hugged a grown man in his underwear? I said, not yet. Come here, big boy. I'm going to grab one of those.
Grab a mic.
We've got, I can't pronounce his last name. I'm a horrible individual. And be careful because you almost just spilled that entire bottle all over Trencher's laptop, and that would have sucked.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
I don't know.
Dragon. I don't know. I think he's from Transylvania. And he slays dragons.
Mike Draxlovich. He is the Colts' newest punter. We also have UNLV's own Frank the Tank.
Which is great. I don't know. I'm almost afraid to say what I want to say.
Come into the light. Kill me. You're a little dark there, buddy.
I already called him Flabby.
You called him... Jesus. You're a crude motherfucker.
That's how you need to work out. We need to get a shape.
Says you.
We also have, a little interview we did last week.
That's awesome.
What was, I can't remember the guy.
He was a pro wrestler.
Was it Ultimate? No.
No. Iron? No.
Jake the.
No, no, no.
Iron Sheik is dead.
No, he's not.
Was it
Iron
Nikolai?
Sheik is not dead.
No, Iron Sheik is
dead.
No,
it was one of the Von Erichs, wasn't it?
No, they're all dead. I know they're all dead. If your name is Von Erich, it's pretty much...
Dusty Rhodes.
I can see it too. The ring entrance.
Wasn't Dusty
Hi,
Rhodes?
I'm a Von Erich. And I'm dead.
Dusty Rhodes?
Dusty. No, he's been on Carnage when we had Carnage.
Hawk and Animal?
Hawk and Animal.
Well, that's just me. That's just me every night.
That's Hawk and Loogie.
I'm Hawk and Animal.
No, we had one Roderick.
Tombs?
Tombs, a.k.a. Hot Rod,
Rowdy
Piper.
That is so fucking awesome.
Folks, I can't begin to tell you. I got to keep
Yeah, you can, because you already started. You got to continue.
This interview is awesome, and we're going to piss all of you off tonight with it, because here's the deal. We've got a jam-packed night full of stuff. So what we're going to do is we're going to play most of the interview tonight, right here. But tomorrow morning... We're going to post the entire interview in its entirety, unedited, right up on the website so you can download that purely on its own. This podcast, people, go to the website, download it. Those of you that download the podcast and don't listen to the show live, Absolutely. This is going to be something you are definitely going to want to check out.
It's funny in this position. Like, so, how you feel about the defense? Do you think do you think the defense is going to show up tonight, or are they going to suffer like usual?
Oh, well, you know, when you got good football players playing good football, that's just good football.
Oh, God. Fucking Madden.
Well, that's what it feels like sitting here.
What else do we have tonight? We are at Cindy's place, so inevitably we'll get Cindy on the camera.
And there's a lot of alcohol involved. There's a tattoo parlor
in the other room. There's some tattoos going on in the other room.
This is insane.
Alcohol flowing plenty. We also have something else. And for those of you that are in Vegas and are listening live, right now, get your shit together. Because tonight at 10 p.m., we're getting the hell out of here. And we're going over to the Palms.
Yes, the Palms.
And, oh, yes. And we're going to be hooking up with Derek from Comic Oasis.
Who?
Derek.
Oh, that short little nigga hobbit.
The other Negro that I know that I say, no, some of my best friends are black. You know. We are going to be going over to the Palms, showing up there, and we're going to be giving away something. Now, let me go and get one of these.
Oh, that sounded horrible. Thank you for thunking the mic down.
We're giving away Trencher's virginity, my friend.
Dude, I gave that away like 15 years ago.
Was it worth it?
I'm divorced. That's kind of a loaded. I'm it's divorced. Kind of, that's a loaded question. You know,
it is a loaded question.
No, I mean,
what are you doing this for?
I was trying to give him a distance rating.
What are you gonna? You gonna rock the mic? But he's like this. He's like,
What I need to do is staple to your arm a spit shield. So that way,
like
you
Captain America.
So that way, you have this shield in front of you. So you keep that mic.
No, guys, tonight at the Palms.
Hey, wait! I got to do a James Allen impersonation because we've been doing the road show.
Boy.
Ready? Are you ready for this? Ready?
Yeah.
This is an impersonation of Big Daddy Decaf.
Hi, the show starts in 5 minutes. I'm here.
No, because you're just as late half the time.
Once.
Plenty enough. No, here's Big Daddy on the microphone. You ready? Every fucking
wow.
Sounds a little personal there.
Yeah, I think he's a little upset, I gotta say.
Because I have to tune and level your shit and then bring him up to counter you.
He's whining and crying. You know what? You want to talk about the audio?
Let's talk about the audio. My shitty board engineering skills.
You are the board op from hell. I'd rather have Hesh here. Have him do the board.
Dude, I've showed absolutely no initiative the past 3 weeks trying to get shit together, but all of a sudden in the last 2 seconds, I'm going to decide I'm going to be the man. Anyway.
That's a little inside joke. Tonight at the Palms, we have these. These are...
Dude, it's a CD.
It's a CD. These are one-time printing.
One-time printing.
I'm never doing this again. One-time printing. This is a special best-of disc from the last, I don't know, about 8 months or so.
So pretty much we have all the hot chicks that we had on the show, put them on a disc, and have none of us.
No. Actually, this is some of our best stuff ever in the last couple of weeks, or a couple of months. Some stuff that a lot of people wanted to hear. I got some requests for things to put on this
disc. Oh, did you get requests?
I did, from the people who I work with that listen to the show every once in a while. So I printed out 90 of these. And then I hand label each one.
Jesus is not on the show yet, but we're trying to get him.
We're trying to book him.
We're trying to book
him. He's a zombie. And each one of these is hand labeled by yours truly. Tonight we're going to give these away. And I got to tell you, I'm not saving any. We're giving them all out. So if you are not at the Palms tonight, you will not get this disc. Because once tonight is done, I'm deleting the file that I made that is this disc.
I thought we were going to give some out next week.
No, we're not giving any out. Because next week we're going to be in a fucking... Actually, next week...
It's like the
I just... in the chat room here, 1077X said a best of show that you should be feeding to the syndicates when you can't do a live show.
No. Not this disc.
No?
Not this disc. Not this. This not is that. The special live promo disc.
Ooh.
The only way that you will be able to hear this disc is to beat at the Palms tonight
Fair enough.
Get a copy of it.
Okay.
Now... A lot of the people who don't live in town are going to whine and cry.
Our listeners?
I don't care.
Yeah, every one of them.
I don't care.
No one lives here.
Because we are going to make another CD that you can download, and
Can we be an asshole and actually make it an ICO file and really fuck with
ISO?
People?
ICO, yeah. Here's the deal. Here's the deal on this.
This dude works the infomercial.
I know. We've had...
If you don't come
but
out
that's
the
not everything.
That's not all.
For
Let me tell you more.
1999.
Say wow. No. We're also going to make...
Slap chop.
We're going to make CDs. We're going to make CDs. And
you're
going
to pack a Heineken for free.
You can let me do it. We're going to make CDs, like
what
CD
time
images, that can be put up on the internet, put up on the website, that you can download. You have to make 10 copies and give them to 10 friends. That's going to be another piece of homework that we talked about for the nation. But for tonight, this disc,
when I get goosebumps,
one time only. Say the nation.
The nation of Spain. I get a goosebumps.
Tell us to take a step back. Anyway, so tonight, one time only, this disc will be available. So if you're in Vegas, come down, pick one of these up. We're going to use these to get new listeners and get some more people coming down. So that's going to be tonight. We also have the big box.
Yeah, the box.
The box.
Which is the most ghetto but awesome thing ever.
Go get the box.
What's in the box, man?
Now, the box...
Holy shit. That's a heavy box.
Well, it's because it's got some stuff in it now. The box is a box of prizes. Let's do this this way.
Keep talking. I'll do it. Okay. I'll swing around.
So the box...
Are we on yet?
Yeah. We are. Oh, sweet. Right. I'm due for my yearly. So in the box, the big box of... So in the box here, we've got prizes. All you have to do is reach into the box.
We got Murphy's mom's underwear in there.
Yeah, there's a pair of my underwear in there. I actually did consider putting a pair of the man thong in there, but I decided against it.
Banana hammock.
There's porn in there. There are comic books in there. There's all kinds of good stuff in there. Yeah, there's porn in there. Porn full of white women, too. I know that's your favorite. So tonight at the Palms, if you'd like to get a free prize, come on down, reach in the box, and grab something.
Fair enough.
I don't... The rest of it is kind of... yeah. So that's going to be tonight at the Palms. If you're here in Vegas, please come on down, join us. What else? Rabbi John McDonald Stein.
So we're gonna go to our first interview.
Yeah, grab that.
You're good.
Hi, I'm Rabbi John McDonald Stein, also your number one lead VIP host in Las Vegas.
Number one?
Yes, number really? One lead VIP host.
Is that published in a magazine?
Just ask anyone that knows me. Or anyone that's about to know
me. So they said number two, I have to kick him in the fucking
exactly.
face?
Exactly. Right. Oh, we're on internet, we can swear.
Yeah, who's proud? I'm number two.
Shalom, brother, shalom. I just want to let you know I'm all about Jews for Jesus. Got the cross.
I love Jews.
I got my little purse. So if you're gay or you know a girl that looks like a man, don't talk to me. But I do have a good Jew guy over at the Wynn. His name's Glenn. He's a sports agent. He'll be taking care of you this evening. He sucks cock like nobody's business.
Wow.
I want to let you know. As I say this, I'm separating myself from God with the yarmulke. These are designer jeans. Don't worry about that, fags. Leave me alone. No, I do like women. Asian women are really good. If you have a tight box, if you do have a nasty-looking snatch, you will have to talk to Glenn also.
Glenn. Ouch.
I like the beef curtains that they get cut off, and you never knew they had beef curtains. You know, come on. What do you
a
think?
A vaginectomy or something like that?
Is that what's called a vasectomy?
I think it's called a vaginectomy.
It's a horse's sauce in that motherfucker.
No, what do they call it? They have another word for it now. It's a custom cunt.
Sounds like my ex-wife.
Customized?
No, I swear to God. You guys ever watch Ron White?
Oh.
You ever seen Ron White?
Yeah.
You see that shit where he's talking about it doesn't matter what a girl looks like. Make sure you find a girl you can talk to because there's a fucking store you can go to. You can pick their tits off the wall, their ass off the wall, get their pussy made up right, and they'll be good to go. You know, if their lips are too small, you can get them bigger. You know, if they don't know how to suck dick, there's women that can teach them how. You know, just find someone that you can have a good conversation with and you're good to go. The only problem that I find is that I always talk to stupid women when I'm drunk and I wake up the next morning and I'm like, eh?
It's coyote morning. All right, guys.
Why are you in my room?
We're going to cut to our first break. We'll do a little music. When we come back, I think we'll flip a coin and see which interview we do first.
No,
we at this point.
You already promoted your shit, huh?
It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by Canis Hosting. .com for all of your metal needs. It is brutal.
Oh,
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
Okay, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Spankwagon.net. .net.
Spank Wagon, baby.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, hold on. I'll hold the microphone.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. See, that's professional. Like that's professional.
How's this professional? Coming out the fucking bottom of my face.
You don't have to hold it.
Worse. You can try and do it with, like, the headset mic.
So, back here for Colin Commentary.
See, I can do the G-Ray burn and shit.
That long-ass microphone from back here and shit.
Bob Barker shit.
Best game and shit. Yeah.
Hold on, this is your mic. Oh my!
Wow!
This is your mic.
I don't know what you do with the black people. I don't know what you guys do with the black people in the locker room, but
he was in Cleveland, so.
Oh,
what a girl!
Hello, everybody. We're here with the next best punter in the NFL.
The leg.
The leg.
Got tattooed recently here. Can you get that?
What?
What? Spank wagon.
Someone's talking about that in there.
My grandma's talking about Spank wagon over there.
Just promoted it. All right, so.
Everybody loves good promotion.
Michael Drago. I'm not going to kill it. Savic.
Dragosevich. You can't pick him.
Dragosevich.
Now you tell. What was it? Drago snatch. I'm using that tonight.
Maybe what because of Drago snatch.
I'm gonna go get that tattooed. Absolutely.
Alrighty. So as everyone don't know or should know soon that you are now currently with the Indianapolis Colts.
Just signed with the Colts. Came from Cleveland.
And so he was previously with New England and then Cleveland and then the Colts.
Now
my first question is,
oh, shit.
When you first got into football, did you have to get used to get slapped on the ass? Or, I mean, was it an adjustment or was it like just a natural kind of?
I'm the kind of guy that waits for everybody to get in the shower and I'll just slide in.
Wow.
Hello, everyone. I'm the punter, motherfucker. And then we go out to the bars, and then I'm the punter hunter.
So when you're at the sideline, does the team actually talk to you, or they just kind of?
No, I just eat sunflower seeds. Magazines. I subscribe to magazines on the sideline. I have my own mailman. No, yeah, they get my mail delivered to the sidelines.
They just give you the net and say, here, go play with this.
I usually order my pizza, gets there by the third quarter. Calzones.
So do you feel that punters are underrated in the NFL?
Well, yeah, we ain't going to get into that. Yeah, well,
so you think you should get more FaceTime? You should be on ESPN? And you'd be like, and today, look at this punt.
Right. I'll tell you what, for what we do and what we get, I'd say we're overrated. You use a 1-2 kick.
Really?
And then you walk back, and you hang out, and you watch, and evaluate the cheerleaders and make sure they're okay. Stand by. I'm an EMT as well. In case any girl goes down, I'll make sure she's okay. So I'm over there. Now, so what? I mean, you can't complain about punting in the NFL now. Come on. 1-2 kick.
So have you ever been tackled? Knocked down.
I got 6 career soul tackles now. 1 bar face mask at the finest.
So do you fake?
Usually the girls are faking it.
All right, so your college career, I read that you have, I don't know, you have so many, you have a lot of records at
North Dakota State. I broke all the records there, and I got these long aerodynamic ankles and legs.
Aerodynamic, yeah.
Oh, they're very aerodynamic. Then I went on to the Senior Bowl. Are you familiar with the Senior Bowl? Broke their record, 52-year-long record there.
Yeah, how long did you kick it?
69 yards.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. My goal in life is to find something I really hate that's just kind of casually hanging out at a bar like this. You know? And I just want to come right behind them.
Put their testicles into
and
orbit.
Just back sack in my throat. Well, let's explain. All right, I just want to make sure everybody knows I'm in my underwear because I just got a tattoo now.
Sure. I saw a Sharpie and Shrimp,
everybody. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes here.
So when you were at North Dakota.
Hold on just a second. I got to tell you something, a little something here. So I never met Mike before in my life. I've heard all of the stories about him. I'm standing here 20 minutes before the show. He walks up and says, hey, you ever hugged a grown man in his underwear before? Like, not this week.
He's the coolest dude ever. And I got one request before you get in. Now, when you was at North Dakota, was the only black people in the state on the team?
Hold on. Your boyfriend's coming in here. Come here. Come here, Chippendale. Come in here real quick. Real quick. Do a walk-by. Just do a walk-by. Do a walk-by. Look at him. Did you see his chest pubes? Did you see the chest pubes on that guy? I said, don't get a tattoo under your chest pubes. You'll never see it. What was the question now?
Was there any other black people in the state?
Other than people going to school there.
It's fucking not about that for me.
I created the question. Literally, I mean, seriously, when you go to the stores, did you see other than the team, other than the basketball team, if they got one, was the any other black people at the
it
state.
Was pretty much me and 100,000 Scandinavian blondes. So feel free to come on up there and visit my igloo.
Yeah, I'm gonna get hung and shit. But it's like,
yeah. I'll
be like, yeah, baby, smile. Yeah. I'll say, oh, yeah, we got 100,000 blondes. What? I'll come in and be like, oh shit, dick is soft. Ooh. Yeah. Fucking got the sheets of this shit. What are you doing, boy?
And say, hey, how do I get to Fargo? Right where you just came from.
Just don't stop by any trees. Okay, goddamn it. All right, so have you met, like, when you go to these teams, do you actually get to meet the starting quarterback?
I have my own locker room. It's the closet by the janitor. You know, we don't get all the perks now. But no, I was right next in New England. I was right next to Tom Brady.
Oh, were you next?
Yeah,
to
I just stole shit out of his locker. I'm rich now. Hey,
it wasn't the love letters.
Yeah,
it wasn't the love letters I said.
I've never heard of a white man looting before. That's kind of that's a new concept right there.
He emailed me. So, Did you get it?
So Giselle's panties.
So is Peyton Manning overrated?
How are you going to ask him that?
Coming from overweight Donovan McNabb. Right
Oh, shit.
So Peyton Manning overrated?
He's not gonna, I got to tell you something about this man. When he asks you a question, he's not going to let it go.
He's going to find your phone number and call you up next week.
A dude walk through with the pubes, and he's not going to let go of the racist question.
The pube dude walks right through. He is officially the pube dude.
I stopped asking the question, Peyton. Peyton Manning. Is Peyton Manning overrated?
Oh, Peyton Manning now? Come on. You know damn well. You watch football. He's not overrated. I'd say... Rex Grossman's underrated.
Yeah, right. All right, so when you're on the practice field, is it like how long do these practices actually go, or is it shorter for you?
You know, first couple minutes you're kicking, and then the rest of the day you're golfing.
That's about it.
It's a lot about golfing too.
Well,
full time punter, part time golfer now.
You don't jog around the field or anything?
You know that you get used to sitting around. I mean, the only time you'll see somebody applying suntan lotion in practice would probably be me.
You know, apart from the whole athleticism thing, you and I have a lot in common.
Are you going to be starting punter for the Colts this year?
Well, I have a good opportunity to go in there and perform well, so I can't.
How many people are you competing against?
Right now, there's Hunter Smith has been there, and he's a free agent right now. I'm not sure what he's going to do, but I'll be able to go in there and hopefully compete and get the job. So.
Now, I let me just interject on that, too.
That was really
Colts
deep.
Did just
that was really deep.
He does get some deep questions there. Now, the Colts did just sign Vinatieri, right?
Colts have had him for a while.
They've had him for a while. Are you looking to kind of learn from him, maybe get some information from him, maybe kind of study
Absolutely.
Him a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, he's the most accomplished guy ever. I mean, he's got, what is it, 4 Super Bowl rings, you know?
Stand randomly. You don't want me anywhere.
Quick, going people. Behind me like that.
I had to check out the goods from all angles.
Where's that box? The box now. Keep that thing away.
We usually have somewhere to sit, but not tonight. Tonight we just kind of stand around, wander randomly.
Can you get a picture? Can you get a video of my grandma over here? The greatest lady on earth right here.
Uh-oh.
Look at her. Beautiful. Beautiful lady.
That's my guy.
Beautiful is an understatement, my friend.
All around. Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
I'm a Dodger
for what reason?
Fan, man.
Dodgers? What do you think of the Manny? Manny Ramirez, 99.
Yeah, I got Ramirez's shirt. I got Ramirez's jersey. It just makes me happy.
So what happened? Why are you wearing your thong backwards?
What? Well, because my junk doesn't fit in the small part.
I met him, and you know, I said, "You ever hug a guy in his underwear?" And he showed me his mangina, and that's what really made things really weird.
I got the tuck. So,
have you ever done the squirrel jumping on the trampoline?
What?
Okay, this is going to be weird. You stretch the ball sack out and you bounce it up and down like that.
I tried that once.
We're going to have
the doorway.
We're going to have the pube dude demonstrate that pretty soon here.
I think we'll have to enforce the no cock rule on that one.
Oh yeah.
All right, so back to my serious interview.
Yeah, back to the serious NFL stuff.
All right, so how long does the practice go for? I mean, when do they finally make the cuts and everything? Usually around what time?
They can pretty much cut you whenever. It's just based on performance.
Did you actually get a contract at New England and Cleveland, and then they cut the contract, or they try you out and?
The only guaranteed money you get is signing bonuses. So contracts are, you know, very negotiable.
Do you have an agent? You got John. What's that guy? Yep. You got Drew Rosenhaus.
Sure.
Your agent pretty good though. Now.
I have great agents.
Yeah, great agents.
Great
more
agents.
Than one.
Couple Jewish guys from Florida.
That's the best ones.
Perfect. Right?
Don't get a black agent.
You call his ass, he'll be sleeping and shit. He'll be like, "Yo, man, I'm with you, baby."
Oh yeah, you're good.
Yeah, man, I talked to those. Yeah, I talked to the team. Woo, what team was that? Philadelphia Flyers.
No, man, I'm gonna get you in soccer. You're going soccer.
Soccer, dude.
And of course, my loudmouth cousin.
The guy that's breathing heavy, looking at everyone score the goals? Yeah. That'd be me on the soccer field, my friend. So what's the longest punt that you've ever kicked in your life, career, college, or pro?
78 yards.
God damn, 78 Lord. Yards? I don't even drive that far.
My shoe came off, too, and it went 40 yards.
Were you amazed yourself that you kicked it that far?
I had a little bit of wind and a little bit of luck. So,
so it just like
what I've had in Vegas so far.
Well, what's the worst weather you have to kick in? I know North Dakota's got to be pretty bad sometimes.
Sometimes.
I know. All the time.
Negative 12 when I left there. Here, let me tell you the greatest prank to do on Earth. And if you're in a cold place, this is what we do. We go out and get obnoxious, really, really obnoxious gay porn magazines, and before you say anything, let me keep talking here. And you put it all over somebody's car, and if it's cold enough, you pour water on it, and it freezes the shit out of it, right? So now this person has to drive the porn mobile all around town. And so we were drinking beer and looking outside, and our roommate is sitting out there with a blow dryer going, "Motherfuckers," you know. So that's one of...
Let the man bleed.
I don't know what's going down right now.
Guys, we have live pornography.
Eek. Dang.
I didn't know you went to Alabama.
So being so tall, why didn't you decide to go to any other sports? Why did you decide to go play basketball? I know asking a white guy why he didn't play basketball. It's kind of
asking a white guy why he didn't go play basketball.
I like how he answers his own questions. Yeah, I'm going to be a pimp in Miami. I'm going to start my own Jerry Curl company, too. And then I'll start with
change that question. Was there any other positions that you tried out for first?
I played baseball.
Oh, you played baseball?
Pitched. I was a pitcher.
For which team?
My high school. That's about all I did. That's it. That's about it.
You play soccer?
Nope, never played it in my life.
How did you get into kicking then? Because isn't most of the kickers
punters? Style.
Yeah, that's
punters
what I'm saying.
Are different.
Okay, so punters, you just. I mean, that's what I want to know.
Look at these fucking legs, man. That's how it happens.
So most punters
long,
are tall.
Skinny legs. I got a mix between Gumby, Bob Saget, and Go Go Gadget going on. And
Go Go Gadget legs. No, but I mean, that's what I just wondered. Like, how does someone say, "I'm going to be a punter"? You know what I mean? Most people is always like, "I'm a wide receiver. I want to be a quarterback." But you decided to be a punter. What made you go that route?
Usually it's the dads going, "You're going to be a punter. You're going to be a bowler, a golfer, or a punter. Long snapper."
Yeah, okay, so a long snapper and a punter is the same fucking thing, or what? I always wondered that. What's the difference between a long snapper and a fucking punter?
Well, the long snapper snaps to a punter.
Okay. So what's the difference? So what are you? You're the punter.
I'm the punter.
So why do you watch football?
Yeah,
but someone told me you was a long snapper. Someone told me wrong.
What the hell, man? A punter. Actually, I'm a long snapper and a punter. I snap it to myself and then I kick it lightning fast.
I do watch football. And I know the long snapper. That's why I'm just kind of confused about it. Yeah. But now we clarify. So you're definitely a punter.
Long punter.
Oh, I got another question. Together. I have another good question. Why is your picture not on the NFL.com site? I bring up your name.
Too pretty.
Bring up your name, and all I see is a
he wasn't
I see
wearing
a face whiter than fucking image. Murphy's.
Yeah. No, no, decap. He wasn't wearing pants that day either. Okay.
They said, "Do you got to put some pants on before we can take your picture?"
Come on, what are you doing?
So what happened? So why is your picture on the site yet?
Well, I don't know. It's email them.
NFL.com. I'm a completely heterosexual male, but I'm wondering why you don't have a picture of this one dude who I stood next to in his underwear for the entire
week. It was a hell of a punter.
Love decaf.
You know, I swear someone told me a long snapper once.
I'm sitting here doing the visual gag and the camera is not on me. I'm still doing it.
Nice. Good for radio.
That's the best part.
All right, so, okay, a little less football. You're here in Vegas.
And Las Vegas.
So you've been partying all week? Tell me some of the places you've been to,
just
man.
Just training.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the internet, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been practicing all week.
Oh, I'm screwed. Yeah, I'm cut. Hey, here comes my coach. What have you been doing now, your off season?
I can't lie. Hookers.
Stamina and flexibility.
And then there was this donkey show down in Tijuana. I got nothing.
So which places at the midnight have you been practicing?
Mental reps. No, I've been having the time of my life here. Mixing in, still working out during the day and doing things, but having fun at night. You got to be able to have an equal pace, so we'll do it up. We're doing it up.
Do you bring down in the cheerleaders you've been fraternizing with that people don't know?
Oh, shit. Just send your blackmails directly to my email address. Thank you. Send them right now.
So where are you practicing out here? Where do you usually go?
Fortunately, I get to go and kick in a park around the corner from the place we're at now. So just get to kick, and I get to work out in the – and what's nice about working out in the Palms Casino is that the eye candy, it keeps you in there about another hour and a half, and even though you're sweating and, like, you know.
I know. I always feel that way.
For some reason, I just can't get off this treadmill. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. So you got to tell me the truth. How many times have you fucked with kids and get the ball, and they, when they – throw the ball and it falls over by you. You pick it up and you kick this shit all the way down.
You want your ball, Timmy? Well, fuck you.
He said, just go back. Oh, too far. Go closer to boot this shit 78 yards.
Go deep. Keep going.
I'm in. So I know you've done it. You've had to do it. Look,
I've done it.
But see, that's the difference. When we do it, you only get thrown so far.
Yeah.
But we can boot something 78 yards.
Let's go kick something.
Oh, shit.
Go deep.
Yeah. All right, Mike. So one more time. Tell everyone who you are, where they can find you. Because you said you have some websites too, right?
I will be launching some websites a couple months from now.
Pimp your sites.
Oh, they're all
Call LankyWhiteCock.com.
Sorry, man. I was pumping your site out for you.
Who pulled the fire alarm.com and the glorydays.com.
FridayNightsCheerleaders.com.
Reality blogs, yeah.
And reality blog?
Reality blogs. Just updating it every day, refreshing all the content, and it'll be great. Site to check out.
Dragosnatch.com.
Dragosnatch.
You're going to have to put that one
Chuck up. Dragosnatch.
Yeah, you know, I got a site. I got the name. We're like, wait a minute, from fucking North Dakota, and that's the last name. I mean, seriously, was that like a, you know, someone's D&D fantasy? What the hell?
Listen, you have to have a long last name to be a punter.
You have to sound like a European.
So they got it on the jersey, and they're like, wait, how do you get the fucking white out for the jersey? What?
He's like, yeah, I'm Mike Smith. All right, guy, you're off the team. You're cut.
When I tried out, I had to tell him I just came from Ukraine. Hello, I'm from Ukraine.
If the name doesn't stretch from elbow to elbow on the back of the jersey, we don't
want to kick the ball. Give me ball. So what's your name? Kick ball. What
kick
do you
ball.
Play for?
Kick ball.
I kick the ball. I like beautiful women. I love America.
I am very nice here.
Oh my God.
I like America.
Wow.
Boom, kaboom. Kaboom.
Oh, I love this guy.
Right. Well, Mike, thank you very much. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Spankwagon. Thank you, guys.
The first time
this
ESPN
fun?
Has you on,
this is Las Vegas.
Spankwagon.net. That's all we ask.
Spankwagon.net.
First time ESPN voting. Has you on, just say
put our card on Peyton Manning's locker.
Yeah, right.
Bam!
And when you judge me, just remember this is Las Vegas. We're having fun, and we're just living life right now. Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, unless you're on the internet. Live remote with your underwear on. Yeah, no tattoo, right.
And blood draining down your leg.
Yeah, bleeding.
Great reason. This is why you don't get a tattoo and then drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get the camera on that, because I think that...
Go for it.
Well, his crotch?
Just kicking that's what you've been looking at all night.
Yeah. I feel like it was pointed there the whole time.
It's just... His crotch has been poking
just
me
kicking it.
Yeah, just kicking it. He is just dripping blood.
How deep did he go? Jesus.
Very deep.
I think the pain at home just caught on fire.
I'm still hurting.
Let's get another view while you're down there.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, that's one for ESPN.
Wow.
Spankwagon explains it all right
there. There you go.
Man.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Woohoo! That's awesome. All right, so
that's good shit.
That was a good shit.
Holy cow!
All right, so here we are, Spankwagon on it.
We're still
alive, so we've still got a lot of other stuff going on because there's other people we can chat with. There you go. We still have other people to chat with. We also have the interview, and we're gonna come up on our break here in about 7 minutes.
Yeah,
so
the Rowdy Roddy Piper interview.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now remember, guys, if you are local, you're in Vegas tonight. Come on down to the Palms. We're gonna be at the Brendan Theater. We have the prize box with us. You can reach in and grab something. We've got porn. We've got comic books. We've got a couple of decaps books. We got all kinds of fun stuff in there.
Well, I got to show this hat.
You going to show this hat?
Yes, look at this.
All right. Well, I don't want to show the boy, but we'll show the hat.
Then just take the hat up.
Yes. That's tight. That's a tight hat, boy. I love
so, yeah,
hat.
If you are in Vegas, please come down tonight.
Please come down tonight.
It's going to be 10 o'clock. So what did you think? That was your first NFL interview, wasn't it?
So let's see, you've had boxers. And oh, yeah.
I know, I sweat him. I'm dying, man.
Jesus.
I know, I'm all got shiny hair. Got shiny hair. But I'm going to say, though, he's good. It was a good interview.
Got, Scrappy's pissed, by the way. She says I was on the show for a goddamn year, and you guys never had a guy in his underwear there. By the way, Scrappy, we're at Cindy's house, too. That's the best part about it. You were here.
Oh, the place where you killed all the bits.
That's
right. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to get a big fake plastic penis, and we're going to have another chick hold it at her crotch, and you're going to suck on it. No! Would you please do it? Okay, I'll do it, but only if you don't put it on the camera.
But the video bit. And how can you do a video bit if
there's no video?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you do a video bit if there's no video?
Exactly.
So, wow. This is... this is really...
It's Grand Central Station.
I know. Dude, there's all kinds of people running around. We got my little... cousin run around here. Come here, Don. Come here.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
This guy's the shit. This guy's the real deal.
What's up, guys?
This is this is my cousin, Don. Say hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
How'd I know?
It's a given.
Wow.
It's a given.
Don is... I wish I could say he does something for a living, but he doesn't. He appears nightly in his living room.
Although it looks like he's given up on life, you know. If only you wear sweatpants, you know, it's over, dude.
No. Don got hurt a while back. How's the back doing?
It's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting better?
Yeah, I got my times. I got my moments.
Mm-hmm. I see the Rugrats are running around. Where's the other one?
At Robin's.
Oh, she's at Robin's. Aunt Robin's. In my sister's house. So, wow.
It's a family ordeal.
Good.
Yeah.
You?
I'm living the dream. You know how it goes. Sitting here.
Killing the time. Five minutes to go before we can go to break.
When we go to break, when we come back, guess who we did an interview with on Sunday?
Who?
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, that guy's still alive?
He is still. Ouch. Yes, he is alive and well, and we'll be playing that interview soon.
Does he look something like the dude just paid the wrestler?
You know, he's definitely looking his age.
Beat up.
He's looking his age. You can tell he slowed down a step or two, but he's still got it.
I'll say this, and I know, yeah, obviously this is an audio only interview with Piper. The one thing that surprised me, how short he was. Because I'm used to talking to pro wrestlers, and they're all like, you know, 13 feet tall and everything. And he was about eye level with me.
He's,
and I'm
he's
a short dude.
Yeah, he's...
Does he still have the voice, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the voice is definitely still there.
It's Piper. Everything is still there.
And we had a really interesting interview with him. He said a couple of things that he's never said anywhere else. Yep. Had a couple of choice words to say for guys like Kevin Nash. Also something to say about Good Morning America because they just did an interview with him. So we got some really cool exclusive stuff on there. And we're only going to play about most of the interview here tonight.
I like that. That's a great approximation of about most.
Yeah, about most.
I like that approximation.
We're gonna play a chunk of the interview tonight, and then tomorrow morning we're gonna post the whole interview in its entirety up on the website.
The movie that he did 25 years ago, where he fought aliens.
Oh. Yeah, we asked him about that.
Well, yeah,
we asked him about something else as well.
That was funny.
Wow.
Hopefully we get to that. And I'll tell you what, right now, if you go to spankwagon.net, subscribe to the podcast because what we don't do here, actually, not even the podcast, the forums.
Absolutely.
Get your ass to the forums and subscribe to the forums because what we don't play here, you will be able to get the entirety.
Yes, you will actually have to go into the forums to get the full Piper interview.
Yep.
So please go and check it out. And the forums, great.
We mentioned this before. We expected a 15-minute interview.
Oh,
we didn't expect what we got.
45 minutes.
That was phenomenal. So
he went on for 45 minutes. And the only reason he had to stop was because his daughter had to catch a flight.
Yep. And speaking of the interview, it was set up by former, co-host, friend of the show, family of the show, member of the nation.
Diana.
Dirty D, if you guys remember when she was on the show.
Speaking of that, guys, if you are in town or you're coming to town, you got to go check out the Tony and Tina's wedding. She's the marketing person. She does everything for it. Check that out. They got some great locals deals. When you call out, tell her that you heard about her on Spank Wagon. Spank Wagon, and she will hook you up. I think she said they got 2-for-1s for locals, all sorts of other things. They'll do VIP pricing for regular pricing. So definitely, if you're interested in seeing the show, check it out. We've got more interviews coming up through her.
We still got 3 minutes to kill.
3 minutes to kill. Some of the interviews we've got coming up with her, hopefully. Should we go through them?
You know, I think we got to make sure we book them because with you in surprises and with you in booking, sometimes it's sketchy.
Me in booking?
Yeah, sometimes.
You know what?
Sometimes.
I'll just pack up my laptops, take the Piper interview that I booked.
Well, you're going to deny all of our listeners the Piper interview?
Yeah, to be a prick? Absolutely.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough.
If I don't get, because they
don't subscribe to the forums.
That's
because
right.
They don't join in with the conversation, which is why.
Do you know how much porn I post on that forum?
Tons of porn.
Really, I put so much porn on that.
And it's some of the most disturbing shit.
Like the chick in the lava lamp.
Dude, the chick in the lava lamp, the two invalids.
Yep, the amputee porn.
Amputee porn.
I mean, we've got some ridiculously sick porn that I post on there, and no one's.
And bacon.
Cindy's, you know, I do have that one with her and the midgets.
Hey, by the way, Cookie in the chat room says, and bacon. Oh, so Cookie's reading
the
forum.
Yeah, we have a bacon forum.
We have a bacon forum. We know Toe loves the bacon forum, listener Toe.
Yeah, you know what? I have another bacon experiment soon that I'm going to do. And when I do, we'll put it up on the internet. I did do the bacon roll. That was great. But my next one, we're going to deep fry it. How awesome is that? Jesse Jackson. Wow.
There's all kinds of shit going on around us.
I got to show you guys the insanity that's going on in here.
Yeah, there's
we got
people all over here, people behind you.
We got people running around. We got all kinds of stuff going on.
This is insanity.
There's still tattoos going on in the other room. Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. So we're going to go ahead and go to break. And when we come back from break, we're going to come right back to the Piper interview that we want you guys to enjoy. And all I got to say is if anybody in the chat room, and you know what? No, fuck this. Let me say a little something here. We're not at break yet, are we?
No.
Let me say a little something. And the individual who I'm talking to knows who I'm talking to. If you want to act like a prick in our chat room, you can act like a prick to me. You can act like a prick to Trench, to Decaf, whatever. But if you start fucking with our guests, friends of the show that donate their time to come on our show, if you start fucking with them, not only will I permaban your ass, I'll track your IP, I'll come to your house, and I'll shit in your front yard. Take that shit to the bank.
Hey everybody, Trencher from Spank Wagon Radio. Just wanted to let you know about our official host, CanusHosting.com. By starting off at just $1.99 a month, you can get free support, site builder, and transfer assistance. And even for $1.99 a month, you get 1 gig of space and 5 gig of bandwidth. Go to CanusHosting.com right now, check out their budget, professional, and premium packages.
Again, that's Canis Hosting, C-A-N-I-S, hosting.com.
Sleeping alone.
She's a good, 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 good.
I'll put
put myself first and make the rules as I go. Cause I know that she'd be faithful, waiting for me to come.
I'm a bad
if I were a boy, I think I could understand. Oh, how it feels to love a girl. I swear I'd be a better man. I listen to
everybody, Trencher from Spank Wagon Radio. Just wanted to let you know about our official host, CanisHosting.com. Why, starting off at just $1.99 a month, you can get free support, site builder, and transfer assistance. And even for $1.99 a month, you get 1 gig of space and 5 gig of bandwidth. Go to CanisHosting.com right now. Check out their budget, professional, and premium packages. Again, that's Canis Hosting, CanisHosting.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Spank Wagon Radio, Planet Hollywood, sitting, I'm almost absolutely speechless, totally tongue-tied, pro wrestling legend, B-movie legend, safe to say?
Yeah, sure.
Roddy Piper, thank you very much. Thank you, Diana. Appreciate this. Let's kind of go over a little bit of background, starting off, wrestling legend, AWA in the 70s, NWA in the 70s. Mid-Atlantic, WWF, WCW, WWF again, TNA.
You missed a couple.
I missed a couple.
No.
So much for my homework.
No, you did good. You did good.
You said TNA, not TNA, right?
No, TNA.
Okay. No, it starts out when I was 15. I was in Winnipeg and used to go to AWA, drive all night to get beat up by Superstar Billy Graham. Then I went from there to the Maritimes, which would have been maybe under the NWA banner for Rudy Kay. Then I came back from there and went to Kansas City, then Dallas, then Amarillo, then back to the Maritimes for Emil Dupree, then over to Japan twice, then back to Dallas, then to Los Angeles where I got my first break, then to Portland, then to Charlotte, worked Charlotte, Atlanta. Old man Vince McMahon Sr. called me, and I got up to New York.
Just a small resume, very little, nothing much. No,
it's
no.
Hard. The only way I can remember is because it hurt so much. You know, those emotional scars on the body, man, they're worse than the physical ones. Yeah.
I got to tell you, usually when we do these interviews, we're very off the cuff. You know, we kind of remember as we want, but
No, we all
did notes.
You're looking at some serious hardcore fans here. I mean,
well, I'm honored. I'm honored to be with that. I'd rather be with that. They did a thing on me in GMA. I already got a contract on his life. What a geek. You know, at least you guys are straight up. You know, they came here and they didn't plug the hotel. They didn't plug the wonderful cast of Tony and Tina's. You know, it's typical big corporation baloney. Yeah, bang, bang.
No, I did see the GMA interview, and it's
that sucked. I kid you not. I'm going to phone a guy Monday. You know, they get the GMA interview. They came here, and I'm pretty tired. I've been rolling for about pretty close to 50 days now. It's over in England, back and forth. So they did like an hour and a half interview. They came up and filmed a rehearsal with the cast, and the cast came in early to accommodate them. Then they came and filmed the show, and then they set me down again, and you saw it, and I want your comments and say, they did all this, and then they were asking me, I said, you know, I play the bagpipes. That's why I wore the kilt. So they were asking me that. And I said, I'm not a gimmick. I'm a real guy. I was a 167 amateur wrestling champion, Golden Gloves champion. I've been trained by Judo Gene LaBelle. And that's what I meant. So the first thing they say is, yeah, Rod, I said, I'm the real thing. Yeah, well, his name's Roderick Toombs, not Roddy Piper, and he's from Canada, not Scotland, and he's a pro wrestler. You bunch of, no kidding, there's some a keen ability to observe the obvious there, Mr. Winner. And that's a guy's last name, Winner. Oh. Obviously, he's an office boy. You know, backs into a lot of his jobs. And this hotel, on top of it, put him up and let him use the best suite they had to do the interview. And that's what they put on. What they like to call GMA, like everybody's supposed to know what that means, you know? And so, you know what? You know, take a flying donut. I got no mercy for this guy at all, and this is just my beginnings.
Actually, how did you start? How did you get into wrestling? What was did you go out? Did you go to the gym one day or whatever?
I tell you, I was living in a youth hostel, and my amateur coach, when AWA would come into Winnipeg, Canada, probably every 3 weeks or something, and I was an amateur wrestler. I'd never seen a professional wrestling match. Cause I lived on an Indian reservation called the Paw. Only white kid playing the bagpipes.
I know the feeling.
You know the feeling. I feel your pain now, sir. Oh, God. Yes, Obama. Yeah, man. I got you now, buddy. I think it was Buddy Wolf was supposed to go against Larry Henning. I don't know whether he missed a plane, he got sick, he went AWOL, MIA. I'm not sure. And my amateur coach said, yeah, I wasn't really doing well. I was getting a little bit of trouble. And he says, hey, I can get you $25 if you want to go down to Winnipeg Arena. And so I asked my pipe band, what's going on here? Then, you know, and they said, we'll play you into the ring. So I had the kilt of the band on at that time, four pipers, a bass drummer, boom, boom, with a big fluffy hat, two snare drummers, and me, 167 pounds, my nuts hadn't dropped yet. This is true. And you can remember in those days.
I'm sure you're traumatized by that.
Forgot. Anyway, I had a higher voice then. And you know, back in them days, you could have heard a pin drop. You know, there was no nothing. And Larry Henning's looking at this. He's trying to figure out probably which one he's supposed to wrestle. And by the time I got in the ring, and the match lasted 10 seconds. And it only cuts 10 seconds because you had to have a three count to pin me. And I came back, he broke my nose, my eye was locked. And the guy whose name was El Tomko, he says, yeah, I remember my head was down. I was pretty ashamed. My pipe bent to the left. And he had these things called penny loafers back in the day. And I thought he's going to duke me out of my two bit. He's going to pay me $25. And he said, kid, you did great. How'd you like to go to Kansas City? And I got into a van with six other wrestlers. all as hairy as Larry, including Moolah. and you know what? They snuck me over the border, and for 4 years, I just kept rolling, and nobody knew I existed until the government came down and they got me a green card and the rest. But it was just an accident. I had no ambitions.
Really?
I had no thoughts of becoming an entertainer in any kind of way. I was moved around. I was around a lot of rough things, train yards, and you check on the pub, even to this day, it's spelled T-H-E-P-A-S. It's up close in Manitoba, close to Churchill, close to the Northwest Territories. I used to have to sing a song when I came back from school because the Timberwolves would turn on you if they got you in about this time in the wintertime. Be 100 below. I got a tummy ache, and they had a caterpillar drive me to the hospital, and they took out my appendix, and I had tonsillitis. Oh, yeah. And then I had a dentist try to take my teeth out with no Novocaine. I ran across the street. This is all in the same year. Ran across the street to kiss my sister goodbye, going to school, got hit by a pickup truck.
Wow.
And you know what? I'll tell you something I ain't never told nobody. I don't know what my major malfunction was, but there was so much snow. When it melted, it left big puddles, and I used to love going on the logs, and boom, I'd fall in, and, you know, you'd have a pretty heavy suit on. I get home, I just get the dog beat out of me. So this Arlene Philly, she's my girlfriend. We were 6 years old, and so, hey, Arlene, and I got Arlene on, and we both fell in, so I was too scared to go home, and Arlene brought, it was right across the street she lived. Her dad owned a little store there. And so, I don't know why I'm telling you this now. Now, my dad was a very, very, very tough man, and he was the only cop for 250 miles. He was an RCMP and a Canadian National Highway Policeman at the same time. So anyway, we go in their garage, and we take off all our clothes, and we're hanging them up, trying, you know, just, I'm as innocent as you could be. So there's a little boy and a little girl, and they start naked in the garage, and her mom comes in. And her mom's a really religious person. I never told nobody this story. She goes, rape, rape. What does she do? She calls the cops. Who's the cop? My dad. Long week. Long week. There's an exclusive for you. It's a dog's true story, man. Yeah, wow. Didn't have that one down in the car, did you?
Where was that on Wikipedia?
You know, I mean, like, we couldn't have been more innocent. We couldn't have been more innocent. But any case.
So you had a rough childhood. A lot of people say that you are, in fact, the youngest pro wrestler in history at 16 years old.
Yeah, I was 15. But the youngest, like, I did it full time. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a weekend warrior. And so, yeah, I guess I have that one.
But your career, I mean, you started out, I mean, you've got a long history, you've got a long resume for industry that you've been in. For the longest time in NWA, you were their top heel, and you had a lot to do with a lot of different feuds, especially with the Chavo, the Guerreros. How much input did you have being that young and that new in the business, in the storyline and the character?
You know, good question. You know, the words storyline, and I'm like, again, we go back to Jimmy, I'm not a character, but I understand what you're saying. And, you know, the magic in professional wrestling is what each wrestler comes up with himself. And, like, if you want to put myself against Chavo Guerrero, well, like, Chavo Guerrero and I, we suck as tag partners because we're both ring generals. But against each other, we have such a chemistry. And same with Flair, or a lot of guys. You know, Z is predetermined. Okay, but how you get there, that's where the magic is. So I had been going since I was 15. And by the time I got to the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles, where I got my first break with Chavo and that whole thing, I had done so many 300-mile trips with so many old-timers that kept saying the stories over and over. And teach you things like this, like, never carry a dull knife or an empty gun. None of them will do you no good. They'll all get you thrown in jail. Never take a drink of beer in an intersection. Too many ways to get busted. I mean, these were rules of the road. And yes, sir. I didn't drink. I didn't do anything when I started. It's been a long time since then. But with Chavo, like, when I did the interview and I painted the donkey and put a sombrero on, I had Conquistador, the Guerreros, T-shirt made, and I got so much trouble. I had a on the donkey sombrero, and then I had a, like you can see it, I had a stick with a string and a carrot over the donkey. And I did this interview, and it was on a, it was on a national Mexican station. I think it was either 34 or 52, something like that. And the president of the station was going to heck with it. And so I went on, and I Mike LaBelle come down, you know, really got all over me. And so they said, you go back and apologize. So I went back. I don't know what my problems are. You know, I'll let you guys figure it out. So first time back on TV. TV was every Wednesday. House show was every Friday. And Wednesday, I says, you know, I'm very, very sorry. You know, I come from another place, another country. I don't understand. So I'm going to learn how to play the Mexican national anthem on my bagpipes. Next week, Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very sorry. It's really difficult to translate the Mexican to the gaita, which is bagpipes in Spanish. But I've got it, and this Friday I'm going to play the Mexican national anthem. So Jimmy Lennon, a wonderful man, great boxer. He was the uncle of the Lennon sisters, and actually Jimmy Lennon Jr., the on Showtime that you see announcing boxing, is his daddy, and he saved me from getting shot. Also, that's another story. And so I came into the ring. And I used to play the bagpipes like Jack Benny would play the violin. I came fifth in the world. And so, all of a sudden, Jimmy Lennon says, ladies and gentlemen, rise for the Mexican national anthem. I didn't expect this. Everybody got up. They had their hands over their hearts. They had big silence. I'm going to die. Jimmy Lennon put the microphone down. I blew up the bagpipes and I started to play la cucaracha, da 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 da. Holy cow! The chairs were bolted down. They ripped the chair. The night never got started. Ripped the chairs up, and I got a chair too. When you're in a riot, you need a chair not to hit people, to get it over your head. So it's that kind of stuff, though. You can't make that kind of stuff up. Like there's not really a storyline there. I had a T-shirt that said Conquistador of the Guerreros on at the same time. So, and I wrestled the Guerreros. You know, I wrestled Gory Guerrero, the grandfather. I wrestled Bob Orton, Sr. Jeez, I'm getting old. Anyway, the magic that I think that you're asking me about is we were free to do anything we wanted to do. Well, obviously no profanity and stuff like that. And that's where the cream of the crop rose. And then the next territory, because everybody was afraid. And I think my childhood prepared me for this. I went to Los Angeles, I think I was there about 3 years. Well, Portland was close and it was next, and they had asked me to go. But in those days, you weren't seen in Portland. So you had to come into Portland like you were the first match and start all over again. And a lot of wrestlers were terribly intimidated by that. And once they got over in one territory, they didn't want to move. Me, that's just not, yeah, we're moving, all right. And so that's the answer. In longevity, that's the answer.
I want to know, going from, you know, not being known to stardom, how was it for you getting used to people knowing you and talking to you on the streets? And I always wonder, when you do that leap from, you know, to stardom, is it a strange feeling, or did you kind of, you know, handle it pretty well, or?
Oh, man. No, I could have challenged Freud on this one. Because I got into pro wrestling for the money, as opposed to being a fan, that's all it ever was for me, was for the money. And so, like, the idea of people recognizing, it's just, when I was a kid, like what you guys would call a 7-Eleven, they didn't have those where I was, but, if there was 5-6 people in there, I wouldn't go in. I was terribly introverted, terribly shy. And so I hid from the people. And I tell you, when I came to the arena, if the matches were at 8 o'clock and you had to be there at 7, I was either there like at 6 so I could get in, or I was there at 8:30 when they were in. My biggest, and still to this day, I hate getting out of the car and walking through the fans and going. Now, I don't know why. Once I get there, you're going to have 80 cameras and 800 million people, and I don't even know it. Doesn't bother me at all. But the leap, I never considered
it's more like
myself.
An adjustment, like you have to talk yourself into it, or build yourself up to prepare for a gut check?
Yeah, like a gut check, you know. And I just never thought of myself as a star. I still don't. I think, you know, the only reason they call you a star is so they can pay you less money. So how do I figure out? Yeah.
All right. Well, let's fast forward a little bit, actually, then, into your first big run with the WWF. And one thing I know from just research, Wizard Magazine labeled you number 35.
You know, interesting about research is that you'll have to listen to the site, spankwagon.net.
We have some fun with it.
Now, we're assholes. I mean, we're committed assholes here at Spankwagon, and we hate doing it.
Are we douchebags just a little bit?
Just a bit.
We're not playing the whole interview.
Zerstor would call us other things. But we do have to point out here that... Well, the rest of the interview, the rest of the Hot Rod,
in its entirety,
Rowdy Roddy Piper interview, will be online tomorrow, spankwagon.net.
It'll be up on our forums.
Yeah, so just got to go to the forums.
Forums to download it.
And we're going to put it in an area where it's going to be subscriber only.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be a dick about this, so we want to get some people to use the forums, and
absolutely,
that's the best way to do it. And this is a great interview. Matter of fact, when we started going in, and I'll tell you right there, was going into his run in the WWF. And that's when the stories get really, really interesting.
Now, he has some choice words for Kevin Nash.
Mm-hmm. He kind of tells the story of the coconut. I mean, obviously, we know anybody who's a wrestling fan knows about the coconut ordeal.
And you know, speaking of the coconut, how eerie was it watching Monday Night Raw and seeing Jericho come out with the old school Piper Piper's Pit?
It was kind of weird.
And interview Snuka and then throw the coconut at him and smush a banana in his face. It was kind of eerie seeing that.
Oh, they asked for the reenactment?
Yeah, in a way, it was a reenactment, yeah.
24 hours after we did our interview.
And then that happened?
That happened. It was
Snuka digging fucked up.
Oh, yeah. You know, brudda.
Brudda. You know.
That is Snuka.
I don't know. I tried to get the tank, but he said he's getting attacked.
He's getting
attacked. Oh, he's getting attacked. Oh.
Folks, you are listening and watching Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
Spankwagon.
Best show ever.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, don't forget that shit. And if you do, then remember that motherfucker.
Award-winning show.
Award-winning, that's
yep.
right.
Showdown Networks, 2008 Show of the Year. Obviously,
the Piper interview, I think we're gunning for 2009.
Yeah, we have to gun for 2009. I mean,
we got nominated for an Emmy, too.
Well, and we did?
No, not really.
I was going to say, who in Hollywood listens to us?
Emmy Award winning.
Emmy
That'd
Award.
Be nice. That should put our show in. See, they
you
vote
know what would be
for
great
us.
Is if we could get our show played in an NFL locker room. That.
That would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but then they just really start questioning the sanity of the dude.
Where can they listen to Michael's interview since he asked me?
Spankwagon.net.
There you go. Uh-oh.
I wonder where the jockstrap cam.
All right, just remember, the camera face is out, not in. Mike, why are you pointing your junk at me? Is that a lens? Wow. So, again, guys, remember, if you're here in Vegas, come down to the Palms tonight. We're going to be at the Brendan Theaters. We're going to be giving away all kinds of stuff. We've got Watchmen posters. We've got comic books. We've got porn. There's a pair of panties. Some black guy wrote a book. We got the book.
Yep. And we have tons of these CDs, these one-time-only ghetto press.
Only.
I love our ghetto setup. I mean, we're going to have, like, a nice banner, and we got the table, and we're at the Palms, and we've got our ghetto-ass box.
Come here, Cindy. Come here, Cindy.
Where's my camera?
I don't know.
I'm looking at your tits. What?
Come here, Cindy.
Careful, you're on a
we'll
hold the family.
We'll find your camera in a minute. Folks, you guys, everyone remembers Big Titty C. Did she tell you the finger painting story?
Oh,
that's my aunt now.
Oh!
But my mom was there while we were in the bathroom.
She was my aunt last week, too. She took care of me. She put me in a diaper and everything.
Oh, what?
That's
oh, Jesus. There is.
It's like Alabama related at this point.
I see you
found
the rubber band ball.
Yes, I did.
Did you see my camera?
I have not seen your camera. It's around here somewhere.
Okay, what are we going to do tonight? You guys always put me on the spot all the time. And you're in my own house.
That's the best part. The last time.
What amazes me, though, is this time it worked.
Okay, we have a library. Fireplace. Can we get that fireplace going? What else? We have bearskin.
It's the desert.
Bearskin rugs.
Yeah, what is
you know, we
right
could
now?
Lay. We could lay decaf down and have a Negro skin rug. Those are all the rage. In the
remember,
south.
I want to do a commercial here. Remember, I told you the commercial I wanted to do here.
Yep.
Oh!
Get the camera.
Not in front of the children.
I love it. Timmy is.
Michael and I.
Agapa.
Michael and I just had that momentary, oh, wait a minute, we are related moment.
Yeah, huh?
It's like, oh, I'm not gonna, how come I never met you?
I'm not going to wear that Michael mask no more, though.
Oh. That's fucked up.
They call me White Thunder.
Oh my god.
Let's go right now.
You go Black Thunder and White Lightning. That's what you guys just get. Oh my god.
Black Thunder.
Come on, Connor Murph.
You go the Black Thunder, White Lightning. That shit would have been tight.
I can't believe we have a tattoo artist there and none of us are getting tattooed. That's the.
Everybody else is. I know. I run around without clothes throughout my whole house.
Well, yeah, like this is something to do.
Hey, can we do a poll?
We saw a whole mariachi band leave your house last week. A whole mariachi band last week. This is like, ole, ole, ole.
Fucking all the strings are broke. No. You're not getting out of this one so easily.
Let's do a poll right here.
A poll.
Viewers.
All right.
If you want Murph to get a tattoo of Made in China on the bottom of his foot,
oh,
vote now.
That would be so awesome. I'm no stranger to ink. I got three. They're by no means anything spectacular. Trenches, though.
Got mine.
Trenches, mine are just things that I like. You know, I got the Superman S on one shoulder. I got a Scarab blade on this one. I got a 13
penis
on my back.
Going down your
and
back.
I got a penis going down my back. I got a tramp stamp. Trench, here, let's turn the camera. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Trenches actually mean something.
Yeah. That's a...
Is that a roofing nail?
No, it's a railroad spike.
Oh, okay.
Roofing nail.
It is a railroad spike with his father's initials.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice. Not like getting just kicking it on your leg.
I know.
You know what's funny? We almost had the same phone. Except for yours is more expensive, and yours is actually going off.
And he's got white women.
He has to get text messages. Yeah, he has to get text messages. Shit. He's like, you get a fucking hot pussy, I'll get my mom and shit.
Are you coming by to water the pants?
Funny enough,
named
Chantel.
Funny enough, they're both
Spearmint.
The same people.
A white girl from named Chantel from Spearmint?
Chantel with a W and a Y.
Chantel, is she a white girl?
No.
I know she ain't a white girl. Black girl?
She's Indonesian.
Indonesian.
Ooh, nice.
She's made all that shit up. Why are you guys so gullible?
Because, like, you have pussy falling out of trees at you.
Because your shit has been going off all fucking night, yeah, so I'm going to believe you.
We're married, so.
Man.
We suck.
So when are you getting married?
In May. May the day never come. Famous quote by my father.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, wait, how old are you anyway, man?
That made me come to this life.
Man, you know what?
We give you a long ass lanky leg, you can just kick the shit out of a football.
No, the mailman gave me the legs.
You know, we should redo the dating game bit and actually get someone that girls want to date.
Yeah, no shit. We did a dating game bit one time where we had this individual. His name was Josh. He was a nice guy. The date didn't work out, though, in the end because he wanted to go golfing rather than go out to dinner with her. And then somebody else took that girl out.
The question is, will you choose golfing over hitting some snatch?
What?
I just realized something. I'll be right back.
No, that's a question.
What kind of show is this? We'll be back in the golf commercial. Golf.com.
Oh, no.
This is their new website.
Golf or snatch.
Golf and snatch. Yeah. I'm going to kind of just slice my 9-iron into a girl's sand trap.
Insane.
You have to give up punting, and you have to be a permanent host of Spankwagon. You know that, right?
Yeah, let's see. Give up an NFL career for nothing. How much do you make doing this?
I make 0.0000.
There is no tax return for this shit, okay? There is no tax bracket. What do you get? Dick. Quite literally, because Murph's being one.
Dick in the box right here.
Oh, man.
All right. So, site Spankwagon on that. Just want to remind everybody, we're going to be out at the Palms tonight over at the Brennan Theaters getting set up and doing a bunch of shit for the the Watchmen premiere. And I have yet to see the Watchmen, so I cannot wait. That's going to be awesome.
How long before
we'll go on break?
We got about 5 minutes you got to kill, dude.
Oh, shit.
Come on now.
Come and tie his moccasins. Look at these things.
His ugly ass shoes.
What the? Did you make those shoes? It looks like it.
My wife is Mexican, so, you know.
It looks like he has 240s wrapped up in paper bags down here.
Oh, wow. I usually have my nice shoes, but I couldn't find them. I think she knows I wear them when I go out, so she hid them and shit.
Wait. You hawked your nice shoes. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I did. Sarah, come on.
Are we talking about the pimp shoes?
No, you got camera.
We're talking about the paper bags he's wearing on his shoes.
Yes, we do.
Come on in. Flex your abs. I almost tried to drink the microphone because I had a beer in one hand. I got confused there.
So we got paid white people to get on the microphone now? Come on, man.
This is like before and after of Mormonism, if you believe the religion.
There you go, man.
What am I going to do with this?
This is a reverse Oreo. It's a chocolate center.
He hasn't been surrounded by that much.
Very serious question that everybody wants to know. Are you going to get your dick sick tonight?
If it's a good night, yeah.
I love this. Decaf hasn't been surrounded by this much white cock since last Thursday.
We'll talk about Bobby.
Well, you know, it just dawned on me, though. Scrappy left the chat room already. So she's not even watching anymore. So she's going to bitch about this.
She was our former co-host who spent about a year and a half with us. And the whole time, the closest she got to anything guy was we had a tranny porn star on the show who groped her. She was the one. She got mad earlier in the chat room because she's like, God damn it. You guys have some hot dude sitting there in his underwear. What the fuck? She just started losing her mind.
Did she have some Adam's apple pie?
You know, Foxy's a hell of a person. You can't make fun of her because she kills me. She cracks me up.
You missed what I said. That he's going to quit the NFL, come be a permanent host of Spank Wagon.
Sure. I'd bow out for that.
Are you going to take the Tran tonight?
Oh, Jesus. You know, after the show last week, Foxy was on the show last week. After the show last week.
No.
Goddamn, cat out of the bag.
Did you bring that shit in? Did you really bring that shit in?
No, you did.
What the hell? Are you serious?
This is a Spank Wagon ongoing bit. Man, you look the
Okay. Murph, explain to everybody what the hell's going on.
All right. Now, this is Churcher's ex-wife's wedding dress that Murphy dug out of the garbage.
When she threw it away.
When she threw it away. And every sexy girl that puts this on has to sign it.
Oh, wait, let me read this real quick. I want your big black cock in my soft, warm mouth. Please.
Yeah, that was to me.
Be polite when you write. Porn star, can I suck your cock? ? But you gotta pay me. Laugh out loud.
After watching him read that, I think we might have to go to pictures.
Does this mean we're on the wet?
I dealt with that dress for 10 years. No.
You get pictures?
I got pictures.
We're going to have a wet wedding dress contest.
Basically, what happened
that's
was when Trencher's wife. When Trencher's wife left him, she made a big deal making sure we all knew that she was throwing away the dress. No one paid attention. I snatched the box out of the garbage, held it in my truck for about 3 weeks. Then we got it out one night and had one of our other friends, Jody, we had her wear it. And since then, we've just had numerous people wear it. I've worn it. I can't lie. Sign it. Once we've got
They're nice. You could just lift it right up.
And then you can pee. Exactly. But once we have it all filled with signatures, I'm going to mail it back to her.
Oh, man. I like that.
We need to go to a break.
All righty. And what is everybody listening to?
Spankwagon.net.
We'll be back.
Spankwagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
Yeah. You know what you listen to? You listen to Spankwagon Radio, baby. Hosted by Canis Hosting. Now, it starts off $1.99 a month. Even my poor black ass can afford $1.99, nigga. So sign up today, bitches.
Sign up today, bitches! Cheap motherfuckers!
Well now, we call this the act of mating. But there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about.
right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back from the mindfuck that is Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon.
Spankwagon.
Dot net.
Spankwagon. Dot net.
So, DCAF, what are you doing tonight after the show?
I'm going to go.
Sweaty individual, I tell you.
He's going to Barbecue Masters and ditching our asses.
Ashley.
Oh, tell me. Tell
Ashley,
me you are.
No.
No.
No. I'm not going. I'm not. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Walmart. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy some groceries. I'm going to go home and spend a wonderful night with my wife.
That's a beautiful.
Yeah, okay, there
that's
you
some
go.
Richard Pryor shit right there. That's what I did.
Oh, my God. I actually got the whole light out of this
shit. That was good. I'm glad.
I'm going to the Palms, baby.
Because let's be realistic. Let's take a look at you. Grocery shopping for you, back the forklift up. All right. Tonight, you're going to the Palms.
No.
No?
No, I'm not going to go to the Palms. I'm going to get forced to go to the Palms.
Oh, my God.
Forced?
By all means, don't go.
Hey, you don't need to go.
Don't go. You don't have to go. Trencher, let's see if you'll play the bit. Hey, Trencher, what are you doing after the show tonight?
Here, hold on. Maybe if he just moves his lips and I'll talk and we'll make this work. Ready? Why, tonight I'm going to go get some groceries at Walmart because I'm poor ghetto-ass black guy. No, actually, what we're going to do... See, you like that, didn't you? What we're doing tonight...
But,
thank you. But there's like enough footballers out there that'll kick my ass if they hear me. So,
so I've been breast-tracted.
Hey. Breast-tracted.
Oh, here we go. Hey-o.
There you go.
Nice.
So, since nobody is else...
Okay, wait. Let's try this again. Ready?
We'll go to the Palms. And you better show the fuck up because we work hard at Spankwagon to bring you all this shit.
We're bringing good shows.
We're bringing porn stars. Now come out and support us.
Come here for a second.
God damn it.
Come over here.
I'm about to cry in this motherfucker.
Let me show everyone how hard we work. Come here. Bring that big ass sweaty head of yours down here. Look at this.
Hold that on. Sweat is glistening.
Hold on. Right there.
Look. Sweat is glistening.
That is a hardworking man. He is sweating. So, all right, back your ass up. So tonight we are going to be at the Palms.
Yep.
We're going to be giving away
swag.
The Spankwagon promo disc.
Tons of spank swag.
We've got
spank swag.
Exactly. We've got porno.
We got spank swag on the box now.
No, it just says
the box.
That's it. Go ahead, reach on inside.
You know, I love it though. It's like everything we have is so ghetto. It's hilarious. Like the discs are going to be ghetto. The box is ghetto. And there's going to be comp or whoever else is there. And they're going to have all their nice polished shit. We're going to be remembered.
Oh, yeah. And then them ghetto motherfuckers that showed up with a banner, a box that said The Box, and some home-printed CDs. Yup.
Exactly.
Now, if we can manage to make it through tonight without getting kicked out of the Palms.
That'll be a miracle.
That will be a miracle.
Because we have The Box. Now, God, I'm...
You know, I do want to talk to you guys about one thing, though, real quick.
Hold this.
We have something to give away. Now, if anybody's been paying attention, we've been bragging about the Hot Rod Rowdy Roddy Piper interview. Okay? We've been bragging about it. We've been talking about it. We've been going on and on and on about this interview. Well, of course, you know, we had to go with something to sign. So we are also going to be doing In the Nation of Spank real soon. We are going... The battery will not charge. I guarantee you. Nope. The battery is DEAD.
So why is everybody gone. Looking at me watching you talk?
I don't know. Because I like to hide behind the booth. I'm at home here, man. I got walls around me and computers near me. And
protection for people.
I am in heaven. Well, you know what? We'll get to this. Don't worry. We'll figure out
what they'll figure out the boxes when they shut the fuck up at the Palms.
Yeah. So here's how it works. Are you ready?
Yes.
We have... an action figure, a Hot Rod Rowdy Roddy Piper WWE Legends figure signed by the man himself. And coming up on the site, we will have a contest specifically to win the signed action figure. Also on the website, we have an IMAX poster for The Watchmen. Mm-hmm. That also will be going up with The Nation.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, The Nation of Spank, it's slowly happening because... other people need to get their shit done. And I'm not talking us for once.
No, it's another company.
We're waiting for another company to actually be able to do this. But once it's up, it's all going to change. Now, next week, you're going to tune in and you're going to hear nothing from Spankwagon. Because next week, we're dark. Why?
Because we got a black man?
No. We're dark every week. It's Friday the 13th. And also, next week, we're going to be doing the final preparations for our new home.
Are we going to call that Studio B?
What, as in blue?
Yeah, I think so.
Studio Blue?
Folks, we have a new home.
Finally.
The paperwork has been signed. The utilities have been turned on.
Except for the electricity.
Except for electricity. Internet has been transferred almost. Look, there's stuff to get figured out, so we're going to need a week to do it.
Yeah, we have a wiring closet that's going to be a nightmare and a half to take care of, and more bugs than...
Oh, yeah. It's cockroach-infested like Zorster's vagina. It is... Wait till I say that. It's a nightmare right now, but it will be the new LV Rock's home. I think we're very happy to have that.
You know, and we are. And, you know, we...
So we're on Monroe D Street?
Yes.
Feels like it.
We've moved from one ghetto to a new ghetto, but our ghetto is actually a little more fabulous because it's like near a bunch of lawyers.
Oh, we're that part of the ghetto.
And you know what the best part about our ghetto is? If we need to score meth,
we could just go across the street.
And what the fuck is it with us having studios a stone's throw from a 7-Eleven?
Dude, it's Las Vegas. Everything is a stone's throw from a 7-Eleven. I'm very sure. I know for a fact, talking to my old neighbors, he is a manager for like 7-Elevens and stuff like that, a franchisor, and they wanted to put one in City Center.
Yeah, but the...
$700 a square foot.
Yeah, I was going to say the square foot cost.
City Center's overrated.
So we have a new studio. We will not have a show next week. Sorry.
Zerstor points out that your nipples get hard when you mention his name or his vagina.
Talk about backup the Trophy Beagle grocery shopping.
since when am I the skinny guy on the show?
You know what's awesome? I got to tell you guys, I've gotten back into climbing again. I was real big into climbing in high school. I've gotten back into climbing and having a lot of
fun. So what's her name?
Yeah. I actually managed to get my work to accept it as a health gym, so I get my membership reimbursed. Nice. And I was upset because my climbing shoes I bought when I was in high school were a pair of Diablos, Boreal Diablos, and I love them. They were fantastic.
Yeah, explain a climbing shoe to everybody.
A climbing shoe is it's a shoe for rock climbing, for indoor outdoor rock climbing. It is one that
God, that's a climbing shoe.
Shut up. It has a pointed toe box. There's a couple of different kinds of soles. I like the sole on mine a little thicker than usual.
Yeah,
and I like
soul,
it with an
brother.
Arch. That's right.
Funk soul,
so
brother.
I bought a pair of Boreal Diablos in high school, and they were 10.5s. I put them on 2 weeks ago, and they squeezed the shit out of my feet. It's like, fuck, what am I going to... Oh, no, I'm sorry, they're 10s. Fuck, what am I going to do? So I've been looking on eBay for a new pair of shoes, because I don't want to spend $175.
Didn't you ever talk about shoe story last week?
Shut up.
He is a woman. He is such a woman with shoes.
$175 on new climbing shoes at REI.
Right.
Looking around. I found a pair of Boreal Diablos 11s that I won on eBay.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
I got the exact same fucking shoe, dude.
Oh, my God.
Now, if anybody's never seen a climbing shoe, yeah, not only does it have a smaller toe box, but it also has absolutely zero... The traction isn't necessarily like a grip or a groove.
No.
It looks like someone just welded on a flat tire.
Plate on, yeah, it looks like someone just stuck a plate onto the bottom of it.
Yeah, a rubber flat tire plate thingy.
And I tell you what, the Diablos are nice shoes. I like the toe box on them. And,
now explain, because we're going to geek out on climbing and athletics shit. You know, sorry, Decaf, we're going to lose you here.
Look, we've done football, we've done wrestling, why not do rock climbing?
Yeah, why not do rock climbing? I finally started going cycling again, my Gary Fisher, Marlin bike. That was awesome.
Hey, watch this. Thread Jack. So do you think there are any other internet radio shows out there that have done interviews with Rowdy Roddy Piper and NFL stars in the same week?
No, I would have to think that absolutely no internet radio shows that come from Las Vegas that feature, minimum wage employees.
Actual child radio, isn't that what they're called?
Oh, yes. Actual juvenile. No, I thought it was actual juvenile radio.
Actual juvenile radio, yeah. 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 You know, every once in a while I check out actual juvenile radio.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is floundering. Poor Kev, he's all alone.
What a shock.
Anthony Saunders decided that his job at Best Buy was more important than being on the show with Kevin.
Nice.
The Jim and Them show that has replaced them on Friday nights.
Right.
For those of you who don't know, the actual juvenile radio, they actually tried to compete with us time slot wise, couldn't. The best part about that was our listener numbers went up and never went back down. So obviously their listeners like us more than they like them. They messed around with their time slot, tried to compete with us, really didn't work out too well, eventually went to Saturday nights.
11 o'clock.
Now it's, 11 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Wait, my thing is, I'm sorry. Yeah, we do our show on Friday nights, from 7 to 9 Vegas time. But you see, we still go out and do shit.
Yeah, we do things after. I mean, we don't go to work at Walmart.
Yeah, I'm sure that, if we were on probation, we'd have certain, got to go to bed at certain time restrictions, ankle bracelet kind of shit thing going on.
Can't come, 150 feet within a woman you can knock down, kick her, break her collarbone, spit into her mouth.
Yeah. We're not bitter.
No. We have no reason to be. I actually went and listened to
But we're bragging our
I
shit.
I mean, how many
of
my brothers have you met?
Shit, your brothers are smart, man. They moved to Cleveland to make billions,
Kevin actually did a victory show when his probation was done. And I listened to it. He explained his side of the story about the whole throwing his girlfriend down and her leaving him for an older man and getting an abortion because she couldn't stand to have his child inside of her. Even his version of it, which is twisted and skewed, still makes him out to be such an incredible asshole.
It's kind of a nature thing. Like, you being an asshole is just natural.
I'm funny about it.
Yeah, but you're funny about it, but you're still an asshole.
Do you know how much we got to Mr. Kevin there?
No.
In actual juvenile radio?
Oh.
They still use audio from our show.
Well, of course. It's the greatest audio fucking ever.
It's the greatest internet radio ever. We have the
award-winning internet radio show.
We have the most... I got to steal that. We have the most compatible voices in internet radio. And we don't believe the bullshit lies given to us by a guy running a fake radio station out of Syracuse,
Poughkeepsie?
New York. Poughkeepsie, Syracuse, Yonkers, somewhere like that. So Mr. Kevin Scampoli of Real Kid Radio, I know you still listen. This week, you've got some guy probably drinking his own urine, Hardcore Jeff. We have an interview with Michael Dragonsnatch.
Dragovich. That's White Lightning, right?
White Lightning, punter for the NFL. We have a pre-recorded interview with Rowdy Roddy Piper.
One more of those things to come.
And we are still... the greatest.
We're in $1 million fucking house.
Look at ever.
This
Look at this.
This is fucking this, nice.
This, I think this is actually a $2.5 million
God
house. I think
damn, two and a half?
So, I don't think there's anything else left to say. Rule one still applies, motherfucker. Balls on the mic.
Balls on the mic. I'm going to take you out. I'm going to take the show out for the night.
Do what you got to do, buddy.
All right. This has been Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, of course. spankwagon.net. I've been your host, Trencher. With me has been Big Daddy Decaf. Of course, Murphy's with me. We want to thank everybody who's been basically just clowning around, partying with us all night tonight. Big thank you to everybody. Let me bring up our credit list. First off, we got to say big have a good holiday to Jawar, Radio XUK. Radio XUK will be going dark for a month or so while he goes on vacation. So you won't be able to hear us there, but you know what? Keep going back. Keep giving them some business. We love everyone. First off, big mad props to 1077DX, who's done a change of names, and I got to catch my shit up. Door from Hell Radio. Fox FM, we hope you come back as soon as possible. Also, a big thank you to KC Host, kchost.net. LV Rocks, now that we have a studio, not next week, the week after next, we'll be back in studio. Finally? Big thanks to, again, Radio XUK Showdown Network, who gave us the prestigious award of 2008. Not gave, we earned from their listeners, from their voting listeners.
Show of the year.
Show of the year. 2008 Show of the Year. We'd still love to get our banner. Steel City nice. Radio. Jody, we know you get so frustrated at us in our late delays in uploading the podcast. We love you, though, Jody. We thank you every week. We thank you for what you do. Trax Radio out of Australia, of course. Part of our international what did you say? International takeover?
Yeah, exactly.
International
takeover. Worldwide, bitches.
Stay tuned. The nation is bigger than the world. Pretty safe to say.
I think that's safe to say.
Okay, tonight again, we're going to pimp it one more time. Comic Oasis is going to be. It has wonderfully
invited us
out to the Palms, so we will be at the Palms. Comic Oasis, the Watchmen premiere.
I've already seen the movie. It is phenomenal.
Awesome. Don't spoil it. So everybody in the chat room, let's give you guys your mad props because you deserve it because you hang with us.
Mad props.
Big thanks to Toe Virtual One. Hey, you know what? You've been good this week. Thank you for not being a complete dick. Zerstor, Cookie, you're awesome. We love having you here.
Mm-hmm.
Radio XUK, Jawar, again, have a good holiday, man.
Ooh,
everybody else that's been in there, we know we saw you. Keep hanging out with us. Keep listening to us. Get your asses to the forum. Download
and listen to the other half of the Piper interview. It will be up.
Absolutely.
All right, folks. Again, I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm Murphy.
And for the last of the road shows for a while now.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
I cannot wait to sit my ass in a chair in a studio. And hey, Zerstor, I think Zerstor has the line of the night. And Zerstor's line is going to take us out. You ready?
Sure.
Fuck you guys.